Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here and welcome back to Mind Training. Daily Stoic Wisdom for Resilience. Today, we're diving into something I know we all crave a little more of. That unshakable confidence, that self-assured swagger that makes you feel like you can conquer anything. Ever felt like imposter syndrome was about to take over? You know that feeling when you're in a room full of amazing people and you start second-guessing yourself, thinking, what am I even doing here? Trust me, it happens to the best of us. But here's the thing. Confidence isn't something you're born with, it's a muscle we can train and strengthen. Just like hitting the gym builds physical strength, practicing stoic principles can build your mental fortitude and help you cultivate that inner confidence that radiates outward. So, let's get down to business. We've got 5 key takeaways today that will help you on this journey. First up, know your worth. It sounds simple, but it's often easier said than done. Our self-worth isn't determined by external factors like achievements or approval from others. It comes from recognizing our inherent value as human beings, regardless of our successes or failures. Think about it like this. You're a masterpiece in progress, constantly evolving and learning. So, treat yourself with the same kindness and respect you would offer a good friend. Second, practice self-compassion. We all make mistakes, it's part of being human. But how we react to those mistakes makes all the difference. Instead of beating ourselves up, let's practice self-compassion. Acknowledge the mistake, learn from it, and move forward with grace. Imagine a situation where you messed up at work. Would you berate yourself endlessly or offer yourself a little pep talk? Treat yourself like someone you care about with understanding and support. Third, focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. What are yours? Make a list, big or small, anything from being a great listener to having a knack for baking the perfect chocolate chip cookie. Identifying and focusing on our strengths builds confidence because we start to see ourselves as capable and competent in areas that matter to us. Fourth, challenge negative thoughts. Ever notice those pesky little voiceovers in your head that constantly put you down? You're not good enough, you'll never succeed, etc. Those are the inner critics whispering doubts into our ears. The Stoics taught us to recognize and challenge these negative thoughts. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? By questioning those negative voices, we can start to replace them with more positive and realistic ones. Finally, take action. Confidence isn't just about feeling good, it's also about taking risks, stepping outside our comfort zones, and pursuing what matters to us. Think of it like this. The more you practice something, the better you become at it. The same goes for confidence. So, take that first step, even if it feels scary. You might surprise yourself with what you're capable of achieving. Let me share a quick story to illustrate this point. Remember when I mentioned those inner critics? Well, I had a huge presentation coming up last week. My mind was racing with all sorts of what-if scenarios. What if I forget my words? What if everyone thinks I'm terrible? It was like those negative thoughts were holding me back. But then I remembered the Stoic principle. Focus on what you can control. I couldn't control how the audience would react, but I could control my preparation and delivery. So, I spent extra time practicing, visualizing success, and reminding myself that even if things didn't go perfectly, it was an opportunity to learn and grow. And guess what? The presentation went really well. It wasn't because I suddenly became a public speaking superstar, although, let's be real, I'm pretty awesome. It was because I faced my fears head on, challenged those negative thoughts, and took action despite feeling nervous. Remember, cultivating confidence isn't about pretending to be something you're not, it's about recognizing your inherent worth, embracing your strengths, and taking courageous steps forward. So, go out there, own your awesomeness, and show the world what you're made of. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little confidence boost. And if you enjoyed today's insights, leave us a review, it helps others discover the power of Stoic wisdom. Until next time, keep training that mind and building that unshakable confidence.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.